الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيد المصطفى صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور، والآخرة خير وأبقى. وعن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: دخلت على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فإذا هو مضطجع على رمال حصير ليس بينه وبينه فراش، قد أثر الرمال بجنبه متكئا على وسادة من أدم حشوها لي. قلت: يا رسول الله، ادعو الله فليوسع على أمتك، فإن فارس والروم قد وسع عليهم وهم لا يعبدون الله. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم: أو في هذا يا ابن الخطاب، أولئك قوم عجلت لهم طيباتهم في الحياة الدنيا، وفي رواية: أما ترضى أن تكون لهم الدنيا ولنا الآخرة. آمنت بالله، صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. علماء اكرام، respected elders, brothers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. These long weekends are a very good thing. Everyone likes a long weekend. But it's a good thing. Why I am saying it's a good thing is that because it takes us away a little bit from the rat race as we know it, from the hustle and bustle of day-to-day life, and it gives us an opportunity to reflect, to ponder, to internalize, to think about what our maqsad and objective in life is. And regarding that, I came across a few ahadith in the last few weeks and I noted them down. So I thought of discussing those particular ahadith. But before doing that, there is a hadith al-Qudsi. And a hadith al-Qudsi is that hadith: هو الحديث الذي يبينه النبي بلفظه وينزله إلى ربه. It is a hadith which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, explained in his words, but he attributes it to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala said these words. So in that particular hadith al-Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَبْنَ آدَم, O mankind, يَبْنَ آدَم أُرِيدُ وَأُرِيدُ, you aspire, you long, you want things to happen, and I also want things to happen. وَلَا يَكُونُ إِلَّا مَا أُرِيدُ, but rest assured, nothing but what I want to happen is going to happen. يَبْنَ آدَم تُرِيدُ وَأُرِيدُ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَكُونُ إِلَّا مَا أُرِيدُ, O mankind, you want things to happen, and I want things to happen, but nothing is going to happen except that which I want to happen. And the hadith goes on: فَإِنْ تَرْضَ بِمَا أُرِيدُ كَفَيْتُكَ بِمَا تُرِيدُ, if you are happy, if you are pleased with what I want of you, I will make it easy for you to achieve what you want. فَإِنْ رَضِيتَ بِمَا أُرِيدُ كَفَيْتُكَ بِمَا تُرِيدُ, if you are happy with what I want of you, if you do the things that I ask you to do, you abstain from the things that I ask you to abstain from, you're happy with the laws of the Sharia, I will make it easy for you to achieve whatever you want to achieve. The peace that you want, the tranquility, the serenity, the happiness, the joy of life, whatever you want, I'll make sure you get it. But you must be happy with what I want. And the hadith goes on. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَإِلَّمْ تَرْضَ بِمَا أُرِيدْ وَإِلَّمْ تَرْضَ بِمَا أُرِيدْ فَفَيْتُكَ أَسْعَبْتُكَ بِمَا تُرِيدْ وَلَا يَكُونُ إِلَّا مَا أُرِيدْ. Allah ta'ala says, He says, if you're not happy with what I want for you, if you're not happy with my decisions, you're not happy with my law, you're not happy with my sharia, you're not happy with the sunnah of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then أَسْعَبْتُكَ بِمَا تُرِيدْ, I will make you slog to achieve whatever you want. I will tire you. أَتْعَبْتُكَ, I'll make you ta'ban. I'll make you angry. I'll make it difficult for you to achieve what you want to achieve. And at the end of the day, وَلَا يَكُونُ إِلَّا مَا أُرِيدْ. At the end of the day, only that which I want to happen is what will happen. Doesn't this hadith give us such a clear idea of where we ought to be going, what our focus has to be, what our objective in life has to be? Is that we need to change our direction sometimes, and we cannot let worldly pursuits hinder our connection, our relationship, our obligations towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this was what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stressed upon in many ahadith. In the hadith that I quoted in the khutbah, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that on one occasion, دَخَلْتُ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, I came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was in his home. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself chose a 2x2 home for himself. Yet, he could have had the largest mansion. The angels came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they offered him the whole of Mount Uhud in gold. And he would have got it. And it was not impermissible for him to get it either. It was permissible for him to have it, but he wanted to teach us a lesson that respect, honor, dignity, objective is not in all of these things. Nevertheless, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that I came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and he was in his room. فَإِذَا هُوَ مُتَّجِعٌ عَلَىٰ رُمَالِ حَسِيرٍ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was lying down upon a mat, much like the mat that we have on the floors here. Rumali hatirin, a straw mat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was lying upon that in his house. Laysa baynahu wa baynahu firash. There wasn't any other bedding of godru, as we say in Gujarati, a blanket, nothing between Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's body and that mat. Qad astarad rumal ala bijambihi. And of course that straw mat made marks upon the Mubarak and blessed body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muttaqiyan ala wisadatin min adamin. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was resting upon a pillow made out of leather, hashwuha leaf. And in it was filled with leaves. So that was the pillow of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was deeply affected. They had the greatest love for Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. They were prepared to sacrifice every drop of blood in their body for one drop of perspiration of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. One person said that مَا رَأَيْتُ أَحَدًا يُحِبُّ أَحَدًا كَحُبِّ أَصْحَابِ مُحَمَّدٍ مُحَمَّدًا, that I haven't seen anyone loving anyone like how the Ashab, the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, loved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why we must be very careful about those who try and take away the love of Rasulullah, of the Sahaba from our hearts. Nevertheless, so this Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was deeply affected and he said, Ya Rasulullah, Qultu Ya Rasulullah, Ud'u Allah, فَلْيُوَسِّعْ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِكَ.
Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, raise your hands and make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala might grant us plentiful of the dunya as well. فَإِنَّ فَارِسَ وَالْرُومِ قَدْ غُصِّ عَلَيْهِمْ وَهُمْ لَا يَعْبُدُونَ اللَّهِ. Because the Persians and the Romans, they all have got so much of worldly possessions. They've got so much of it. And they don't worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Ya Rasulullah, we worship, we're fulfilling our objective. Make dua to Allah ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala can increase our worldly possessions as well. Nabi Ali, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, that Nabi Ali salatu wa salam, he said to me, أَوَفِي هَذَا يَبْنَ الْخَطَّابِ أَوَفِي هَذَا يَبْنَ الْخَطَّابِ. That person who Nabi Ali salatu wa salam said that had there had to be a Nabi after me, لَوْ كَانَ بَعْدِ نَبِيًا لَكَانَ عُمَرْ. That, oh Umar, are you, is this how you are gauging success? Is this how you are gauging success? أَوَفِي هَذَا يَبْنَ الْخَطَّابِ. أُولَٰئِكَ قَوْمٌ أُجِّلَتْ لَهُمْ طَيِّبَاتُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. There are a people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them their goodness in this world. And in one hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, أَمَا تَرْضَى Umar, don't you like that you get أَنَّ لَهُمُ الدُّنْيَا وَلَنَا الْآخِرَةِ. That for them is the dunya and for us is the akhirah. This was the constant pursuit of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to redirect the attention of the Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum away from worldly possessions towards the akhirah. In one hadith that I came across and I noted, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, he said that مَا طَلَعَتِ الشَّمْسِ إِلَّا وَبِجَنْبَتَيْهَا مَلَكَانِ يُنَادِيَانِ يُسْمِيَانِ الْخَلَائِقِ غَيْرَ الثَّقَلَيْنِ. That every single morning when the sun rises, then on the two sides of the sun are two angels which call out to the creation. And every single creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, except for man and jinn kind. Man and jinn, they listen to this call of the angels. They hear it. And for us believers, even though we might not hear it, but if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told us, then our belief is that it is the truth and nothing but the truth. And even if we had to hear it ourselves, then it would have not been as effective as if we heard that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said these words. So this is the kind of yaqeen we need to have in the words of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. So nevertheless, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that these two angels, they rise up with the rising of the sun. And they call out, and every single creation hears this call of these angels. And they say, Ya ayyuhannas, halummu ila rabbikum. Ya ayyuhannas, هَلُمُّوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ مَا قَلَّ وَكَفَىٰ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا كَثُرَ وَأَلْهَىٰ. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ هَلُمُّوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ. O people, focus towards your Creator. Focus towards your Creator. Focus towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He is your ultimate objective. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ لَا مَوْجُودَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ لَا مَقْصُودَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. There is no one else for us but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There is no objective for us but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So he says that هَلُمُّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ. Come towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Because مَا قَلَّ وَكَفَىٰ, that which is a little and it is sufficient to fulfill your needs. مَا قَلَّ وَكَفَىٰ, that which is a little but is sufficient to fulfill your needs is far better than that which is plentiful. خَيْرٌ مِمَّا كَثُرَ وَأَلْهَىٰ. And it makes you negligent of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. it makes you negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That which is a little and sufficient to fulfill your need is far greater than that which is plentiful, and it causes you to become negligent. It causes you to go away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It causes you to miss your salah. It causes you to cheat. It causes you to lie. It causes you to do a whole lot of things which are not permitted. Then for you a little bit is better. But notwithstanding that, we have to understand that amongst the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and every one of them was a guiding star, they were those that were very wealthy Sahaba. Extremely wealthy Sahaba. Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who was min asharat al-mubashara. He was from amongst the 10 Sahaba Ikram who Nabi alayhi salatu was salam gave glad tidings of Jannah in one sitting. Abu Bakr fil Jannah, wa Umar fil Jannah, wa Uthman fil Jannah, wa Ali fil Jannah, wa Sa'ad fil Jannah, wa Sa'id fil Jannah, wa Abi Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah, wa Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah fil Jannah, wa Abdul Rahman fil Jannah. The 10 Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum who were given glad tidings of Jannah were these. When he passed away, he had he had 4 wives. And each wife, the narration has, got 80,000. 80,000. They used to deal in dirhams or dinars in those days. Let's assume it was 80,000 gold coins. 80,000 for each wife to get was 1/32 of his estate. 1/32 of his estate was 80,000 gold coins. In South Africa we have Kruger Rand, which cost about $1,500. 80,000 of those went to one wife. And that was 1/32 of his estate. So it didn't matter for him to be a wealthy person. He still got the glad tidings of Jannah from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the important thing was that wealth did not cause him to deviate. It did not cause him to turn away from the commands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It did not allow him to neglect his salah. It did not cause him to fulfill his obligations and responsibilities towards others. Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on the occasion of the battle of Tabuk, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam encouraged the Sahaba to spend in his path. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he got up and he said, Ya Rasulullah, alayya mi'atu ba'irin fi sabilillah. I will give 100 camels fully laden, full of provisions in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu sat down and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went on encouraging the Sahaba. So Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he got up again and he says, Ya Rasulullah, I'll give 200 camels, fully laden, full of equipment, full of provisions in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went on encouraging the Sahaba until Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he gave 300 camels, he pledged 300 camels and he gave those in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If you have to convert it and to our time, 300 truckloads of goods. Surely he was not a poor man to do that. He had a lot of wealth to do that. But the Sahabi who narrated the hadith, he says, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came down from the himbar and I heard him saying, Ma ala Uthman, ma amila ba'da hadihi. Ma ala Uthman, ma amila ba'da hadihi. Uthman does not have to be worried about what he does after today. But our focus must be right. Our objective must be the Akhirah. We can live the dunya, but don't love the dunya. We can have it close to our pockets and our hearts, and in our pockets, but not in our hearts. The Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum were discussing outside the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They were discussing, there was a cloth, a piece of cloth that came from Yemen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease the difficulty of the ummah all around the world. A cloth came from Yemen, the Sahaba were admiring it. And it was not haram for them to admire that piece of cloth. What was wrong with that? It was a soft piece of cloth and they hadn't seen something like that, so they were admiring it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam immediately saw them and he says, لَمَنَازِيلُ سَعَدِ بْنِ مُعَادٍ فِي الْجَنَّةِ أَلْيَنُ مِنْ هَذَا, that the handkerchief of Sa'ad ibn Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu in Jannah is far more softer than this. Strive towards that. Strive towards achieving those greatnesses.
جس جگہ سے ہمیشہ کو جانا, جس جگہ سے ہمیشہ کو جانا اور کبھی لوٹ کر پھر نہ آنا, جس جگہ سے ہمیشہ کو جانا اور کبھی لوٹ کر پھر نہ آنا, یہ ارشاد قطب زمانہ ایسی دنیا سے کیا دل لگانا, پاس جن کے ہمیشہ کو جانا, پاس جن کے ہمیشہ کو جانا, ان سے دل کو ہمیشہ لگانا.
دعوت قوت سے He says, جس جگہ سے, جس جہاں سے ہمیشہ کو جانا, from that earth that we are going to go forever and ever. We are going to leave here. It's not a long life. We can't make the maqsad and objective of our life just earning and spending. That is not it. We must earn and spend. طلبُ كسبِ الحلالِ فَرِيضَةٌ بَعْدَ الْفَرِيضَةِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, after all your other responsibilities, then it's incumbent upon you, it's farz, obligatory, wajib upon you to seek halal sustenance. But not at the expense, not at the expense of your other obligations towards Allah tabarakhu wa ta'ala. You cannot say that I missed Jummah because I was at work, or I missed my Zohar or my Asr or my Maghrib or my Isha because I was in a meeting, or I was not able to pray because I was in the aeroplane. There is absolutely no excuse for us to miss our objectives. Those are our prime objectives. The difference between a Muslim and a non-Muslim is that a Muslim is cognizant of the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a disbeliever isn't. Allah ta'ala is watching us all the time. So this is what, jis jagah se hamesha ko jana aur kabhi laut kar phir na aana, we never going to come back here. It's a one-way ticket we have. There's no return. اور کبھی لوٹ کر پھر نہ آنا, ایسی دنیا سے کیا دل لگانا. How can we ever attach our hearts to this world? اور پاس جن کے ہمیشہ کو جانا, and wherever we are heading towards, we are going to stay there forever and ever towards Allah تبارک و تعالی, تو ان سے دل کو ہمیشہ لگانا. So attach your hearts with Allah تبارک و تعالی. Sacrifice everything for Allah تبارک و تعالی. Nothing is too big to sacrifice for Allah تعالی. Because there is no one more beloved to us than Allah Ta'ala. Therefore, there can never be anything that is too big to sacrifice for Allah. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal, may He remove the problems, difficulties, calamities of the ummah around the world, the suffering world. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.